Ecclesiastes chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. This is God's holy and infallible word. As dead flies give perfume a bad smell, so a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. The heart of the wise inclines to the right, but the heart of the fool to the left. Even as he walks along the road, the fool lacks sense and shows everyone how stupid he is. If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great errors to rest. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Well, it's a slogan, a saying that seems to surround us in our day. We see it almost at every turn. It's the keep calm, carry on type of slogan, marketed now in all sorts of different ways for different purposes. But originally, that saying, keep calm and carry on, was a poster designed by the British Ministry of Information. Sounds like something from George Orwell. The British Ministry of Information, the British government, in 1939, was intended to raise the spirits, raise the morale of the British public at the outset of the Second World War. Almost 2.5 million copies of the poster were produced, but they were never actually displayed anywhere in Britain at the time for some reason. And they were almost completely forgotten about until a copy was rediscovered only in the year 2000. A used bookseller named Stuart Manley and his wife Mary had bought a large box of books at an auction. And as they were going through this box, they found a perfectly preserved original copy of a Keep Calm, Carry On poster. It was then thought that only two copies were known to exist. Until a lady who's the daughter of a Royal Observer Corps member in 2012 brought 20 of them to the Antiques Roadshow and wondered if they'd be worth anything. I don't know what they'd be worth now. Probably quite a bit. But you know, friends, in this section of Ecclesiastes, as the preacher is presenting wisdom in different areas of life, and the whole chapter is really that, just wisdom in this area of life, in that area of life. In verse 4, we actually read a very similar sentiment to the keep calm, carry on slogan. If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great errors to rest. Here's the situation. There's someone, especially someone in authority, a ruler, who is displeased for some reason. And he makes that displeasure known. And perhaps he makes that displeasure felt. And you are the recipient of it. What do you do? What do you do when you face that kind of situation? Someone's not pleased. Someone's not happy. They're angry, and they have you in their sights, and this person is someone in authority over you. What do you do? And here in Ecclesiastes 10:4, of course, throughout the chapter, there's general wisdom, proverbial wisdom, we could say, that's stated here. I don't think we can say that what is stated is an absolute requirement in every case. If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post, your place, your station, your assignment. Calmness can lay great errors to rest. I don't think we could say that this is an absolute requirement in every situation. Sometimes leaving the place, leaving the situation, may be what wisdom requires. Sometimes fleeing may be the wise thing to do. 1 Samuel 19:10, Saul tried to pin David to the wall with his spear, But David eluded him as Saul drove the spear into the wall. And that night, David made good his escape. David leaves that place instead of being killed. And we can even think of the Gospels, the account of our Lord himself. Joseph and Mary at the beginning, Matthew 2:13. When the wise men had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So I think we can see from examples like that, that an absolute requirement always to stay in a place of persecution or danger or when anger is rising against you is not an absolute requirement. There may be other times where conscience in a particular situation may require you to leave a situation or relationship, if to stay would compromise your conscience before the Lord. We have to be careful. On the other hand, sometimes staying is not wisdom and a virtue. Maybe you just stay somewhere because of cowardice and you're too afraid to go anywhere else. And so you stay in that situation. There can all be all sorts of things at work here. We need to pray for wisdom in every and any situation. Pray to God for wisdom, what to do in that situation, and ask other believers for advice. Many counselors, there's victory. But having said that, we come back to a verse like this, and to be sure, in many ways, this verse represents to us the preacher as he surveys the world and his life, and he's seen all these things. In many ways, this is everyday practical wisdom. If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great errors to rest. In other words, it seems he's saying, beware the knee-jerk reaction, just the impulsive response. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. Anger in some is being directed toward you. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. We could say it in more everyday language. Don't just get up and leave in a huff. Here's something is happening. Don't just get all out of sorts and storm out. Whether leaving your place is out of a particular actual physical place, a relationship, a job, a commitment. The word place there, do not leave your place, do not leave your post. It can mean an assignment that you have. Don't be quick just to abandon it all and turn your back on it. The first time or the first thing that doesn't go your way. Trouble comes. What are you going to do? The King James Version says, yielding pacifieth great offenses. Yielding, it's interesting, that's the word for health or remedy or cure. But in this context, it probably implies a sound mind, a composed mind, keeping composure. And so the NIV translates calmness. Staying calm, yielding, pacifies. The word has the sense of coming to rest, settling down, becoming quiet. And then great offenses. The word is a word that means sins or faults. So this points to a situation where the anger you are being exposed to is not justified. The ruler's anger rises against you, but calmness can lay great errors, great sins or great faults to rest. So here's a situation where it's not even justified anger. There's an error in it, maybe sinful for the ruler. And perhaps the picture is here someone living a righteous life. They're doing what's right and good in God's sight. But yet the ruler doesn't like that for whatever reason, and his anger rises. Even in that situation, what do? Calmness lays great errors to rest. Think of 1 Peter 2:20. How is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. As one writer said, we're called to be like a good soldier. You hold your place assigned to you, though it may cost you much trial. Do not leave your post. Do not leave your post. We need to be careful in these situations because we can be susceptible to all sorts of temptations to do that. Sinful temptations in us. I think one of the greatest is we need to watch out for pride. I don't need to put up with this. And often we have this kind of idea. I don't need this. I'm not going to put up with this. I don't need that in my life. But what you need or don't need may not be the best and first consideration in a situation. Are you glorifying God? What example are you giving? What witness are you making in what you do? Might you be used to be a blessing to the offender by the way you respond? And here's someone, a ruler's anger rise up against you, probably not justified anger, and you just get all in a tizzy and storm out and leave in a huff and say, I'm out of here. Well, that's the witness that you leave. That's the example that you've just given. Another writer said, the ordinary path is often quiet suffering in faith, in full consolation of a God who is present with us to defend us. Isaiah 51, God says, I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you fear mortal man, the sons of men who are but grass, that you forget the Lord your maker who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth? That you live in constant terror every day because of the wrath of the oppressor who is bent on destruction? For where is the wrath of the oppressor? You forget the Lord your maker. Calmness can lay great errors to rest and can be a great witness, an example. Especially if the ruler's anger is against the gospel and against Christ. 1 Peter 4:14, if you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. And certainly, I think we are to see here more than just a wise ethic than anyone could have come up with in the Ministry of Information. This is a display of the fruit of the Spirit, isn't it, in a believer? It's a display of the fruit of the Spirit in many ways. Long-suffering, self-control. You've not been given a spirit of fear, but of self-control. And we are, as always, to remember Jesus in this regard. Christ, in his righteousness for us, the way that he lived a righteous life so that we could have righteousness given to us, and his example then to us as well. His righteousness for us, his example to us. What do we see in the life of Christ? He set his face like flint towards Jerusalem. We heard tonight about the suffering of Christ, even unto his death. But how did Christ live with all that opposition, with all that suffering? Do not leave your post, the preacher says. Oh, there are many times, there are many ways, for all intents and purposes, that I leave my post. And the captain of my salvation comes, and he finds me sleeping on watch. Or he finds me absent without leave. Where am I? I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I'm not where I'm called. I'm off doing something else. I've left my post for whatever reason, but not Jesus. Where was he always found? Doing his Father's will, with his face set like flint toward the cross. No matter whose anger was rising against him, no matter what suffering he was enduring, he did not leave his post. You know, he says to his disciples in Matthew 26, Peter pulls out the sword and cuts off the servant's ear. Put your sword back in its place, Jesus said to him. For all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? Jesus didn't have to put up with it. He could have stopped it at any moment. But he didn't leave his post. And he carried on to the cross. Jesus, boys and girls, is the good shepherd. He's not a hireling. He doesn't run away. The hireling leaves the sheep because he's a hireling. But Jesus loves the sheep. And he never runs away. He never leaves in a huff, storms away. He's always faithful. He's always doing what he's been called to do as the good shepherd of his people. And so you see, in Christ, there's forgiveness. There's forgiveness for our foolishness and the way that we have left our post sinfully. And there's hope in him for wisdom from above and strength to live out that wisdom. Proverbs 25:15, through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. Calmness can lay great errors to rest. God can use our patience and our calmness and our gentleness in situations like this, for his glory, for calling people to himself. Proverbs 15:1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And all kinds of things can and will happen to us in life. And when those things happen, especially the difficult things, and a ruler's anger rising up against you unjustly is not a pleasant thing. But when these things happen to us in our life, our faith, our maturity, and our wisdom is seen in how we respond to these things, how we react. So much of the Christian life is seen and lived out in the reaction to things. Something hits you, boom. How do you react? How do you respond? If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great errors to rest. Remember what Paul says in Romans 12:21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Beloved, in Christ, we have every reason and we have every resource to keep calm and carry on in the life that he has called us to live. If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great errors to rest.